Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. The Hill Country is the crown jewel of Texas, and the Kerr Wildlife Management Area teaches landowners how to keep it polished.
We're a 6,500-acre wildlife research and demonstration area for the Edwards Plateau Ecological Area, and serves as our experiment station for private landowners to come out and find out more about the basic tools of wildlife management.
Area manager Donnie Frell says landowners learn how to mimic the natural systems that keep habitat in balance.
Like wildfires and grazing buffalo, we've just replaced those types of actions with some man-made actions, with prescribed fire and a rotational grazing system.
While the majority of research at Kerr focuses on white-tailed deer, three endangered species on the site also receive thoughtful attention.
We have probably one of the highest densities of black-capped vireos anywhere in the state. Golden-cheeked warblers are found on the management area. The third endangered species is the towbush fishhook cactus, and we do surveys for all three of these species, and our management program benefits not only white-tailed deer, but those endangered species as well.
The Kerr WMA is open to the public for wildlife viewing during daylight hours. That's our show for today, with support from the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the private lands and public hunting program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.